Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. Welcome to the What You Read Next podcast. In this podcast, your host, Lori Amin, will interview published authors to chat about their work, journey to getting published, and their book recommendations. If you share a passion for books and always looking for your next read, then join us. Hey, Angie. Welcome to What You Read Next podcast.
Hi, Laura. Thank you so much for having me.
So happy to have you here. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure. So my name is Angie Hockman, and I live in Cleveland, Ohio, with my husband, my five-year-old son, two very grumpy old lady cats, and an ornery golden retriever. And I write romantic comedy.
I love that so much. So I love that you have like a couple of animals, you know, and they have their personality. So
oh, they do.
I love this. So what was your romance journey? Like when it started to start writing romantic comedies? Were you always a romance reader, or is it something you just discover after the fact?
So I've been a romance reader for maybe about 10 years or so. About 10 years ago, a good friend of mine gave me The Duke and I by Julia Quinn. And she said, you've got to read this. I said, I don't know. I don't know if romance is really my thing. But I decided to give it a try. And oh my goodness, I was hooked. Mm-hmm. So I totally binge read the whole Bridgerton series. Love the Netflix show, by the way. Like everybody else, I've also been binge watching that. The Bridgerton series is what first got me turned on to romance. So I read a lot of historical romance, went on to paranormal, then contemporary romance. It took me several years before I decided to try my hand at writing my own romance, but I've definitely been a reader for a long time.
I love this. And so you dive into the different genres, which I love that so much. So what inspired you to start writing Happily Ever Afters?
So when did I start writing Happily Ever Afters?
Yes.
Yeah, so I started writing, let's think about this, sometime around 2011, 2012, I was teaching English at a private school in Virginia, and I had been an avid reader for a long time, and I thought, you know, I have stories to tell. Why not try my hand at writing? So I started learning about the craft of writing. I read books on writing. I read Writer's Digest. I tried to write a really, really horrible YA fantasy that remains half finished in the bowels of my hard drive and will never see the light of day. I was around the time Twilight was coming out, so I was very jazzed on that. So I dabbled for several years, and it wasn't until my son was born in 2015, and something about, I think, becoming a mom really catalyzed my determination to actually sit down and finish a novel. Mm-hmm. I decided, you know what, I don't want to dabble anymore because I'm never going to actually finish. If I'm just dabbling, I'm going to be a writer. I want to be an author. I want to finish a book, see what happens. And it just so happened that I had an idea for a story that was a happily ever after. It was a romance because those are my favorite books. I think there's enough hardship in the world. And when I dive into the pages of a book, I want to know that everything's going to be okay. And everyone falls in love and gets their happily ever after. Yeah. So that was, that book was The Hustler. It was a romantic suspense. It didn't end up getting published, but it did win me the Golden Heart Award in 2019.
Congratulations. I love this.
Thank you.
And so what was your journey to publication?
It was a long one. So like I mentioned, the first romance that I finished, The Hustler, it did land me a literary agent. And it went on submission. It got very close to getting some offers, went to acquisitions at a few houses, but universally the feedback was that it was a little too difficult to break out a debut romantic suspense at the time, given the current market. So when that ended up not going anywhere, my agent suggested, she said, well, why don't you try your hand at romantic comedy? Because I think that genre would really suit your voice. My writer's voice tends to be a little bit more lighthearted. I like writing funny scenes. And I said, yeah, absolutely. I love romantic comedy. And I mean, I grew up in the golden age of watching romantic comedy movies, and that sounds great. So yeah, I started writing Shipped in January of 2018. About a year later, I finished. at that time, my agent and I decided to part ways very amicably. Her list shifted in the intervening time to go more toward YA, but she gave me some names, some references of other agents who were representing books like Shipped and doing very well. And one of them was Jessica Watterson at the Sandra Dijkstra Agency. And I ended up querying Jess, and several months later, she made an offer. And and that was right around the time that I won the Golden Heart in July of 2019. So then a couple months after that, we went on submission. And a couple months after that, it got an offer. So it was just very, very lucky. Things kind of fell into place, but it definitely was a journey. You know, it didn't happen overnight.
Yeah, I asked this question and I'm always amazed. Like, it's really rare to find someone who's like, oh yeah, I just got an agent and like out of nowhere, you know, for a submission and everything was like perfect. Most of the time, the story is like, it's not a linear process. It's just following the crumbs, following, taking one step at a time and seeing what.
Absolutely.
So what has been the process like to write during the pandemic? Because I know this is like a weird time of the year.
Yes. Oh my goodness. Yes. It's been difficult for sure. I mean, this is just such a bonkers year, you know, and full of so much hardship for so many people. And I found it particularly difficult to be home all the time and to have to write at home. I tend to do my best work when I'm at a coffee shop or a Panera. I like having that like little bit of background noise, little buzz of conversation to get that sort of external stimulation to help see me through my writing sessions. So that's been tough. You know, my big thing is now I'm just moving around to different rooms of my house to try to mix it up a little bit. But yeah, it's been tough. I know my work count has gone down, you know, from my normal, but you just got to take it a day at a time. And, you know, I try to celebrate the wins of like, okay, I wrote, you know, wrote at the 500 words day, 1,000 words day. I'm going to be happy about that.
I know. I miss working at coffee shops. I journal a lot. And so those are my perfect times to journal, like just spend an hour in a coffee shop, like just hearing the noise and just like, just getting lost in your words, even though they may not mean anything. It's just like, it's so nice. And that's one thing I miss the most, you know.
Same here.
Awesome. So let's chat about Shipped. So what was the source of inspiration?
Well, I definitely drew on several sources of inspiration. In terms of the location, so Shipped as romantic comedy, it's set largely on an adventure cruise in the Galapagos Islands. And I have some experience working in the travel industry. And in 2016, I had the amazing good fortune to travel to the Galapagos aboard a small ship adventure cruise. And it was life-changing. It was incredible. The wildlife there is unlike anything else on Earth because the islands are so remote, the animals there aren't really afraid of people. And so you're hiking around in seabird colonies and the seabirds are just sort of looking at you. They're not flying away. You can go snorkeling and the sea lions aren't afraid of you. They're curious. So they'll actually play with you in the water. I mean, it's amazing. So when, and that was in 2016. So when I decided to sit down and I wanted to try my hand at writing a romantic comedy, and I had recently finished reading The Hating Game by Sally Thorne and Dating You, Hating You by Christina Lauren. And I was still riding high off those books. I love enemies to lovers and I love office romance. I thought, you know, I would like to try my hand at writing, you know, some of these tropes, but I want to make it different. How can I put my own spin on it, make it unique? And I thought back to this travel experience I had in the Galapagos Islands. And I thought, well, I've never really seen a book set in the Galapagos. And because that the place and the experience inspired me so much, I thought, I'm going to try to set my book here and really bring readers in and introduce them to this part of the world that they might not be so familiar with, that is so special.
Yeah, it was like immersive. Like I felt like I wanted to go to the Galapagos Islands, so it felt like, oh, I got the experience to do it well at home, you know. I got to experience the different islands, different experience of different animals, the different, you know, experiences that you do when you're traveling on a cruise, you know, so I felt really cool.
Well, thank you.
Awesome. So what was your research like regarding, you know, working on a cruise?
Sure. So because I have worked in the travel industry, I've specifically worked in the cruise industry, I actually didn't have to do too much research. The hardest thing for me, I think, was in coming up with my itinerary in the Galapagos, matching that up with what my characters needed to do and how they needed to progress in their emotional journeys and their character arcs, and making sure, like, okay, if I'm going to have them go snorkeling, it needs to be on, you know, roughly at the beginning of the expedition. If you look at a map, it's got to be on Espanola Island. And then if I want to have them hike, it has, you know, like there was a lot of mapping out, you know, looking at, okay, if they're on this cruise and they're going island to island to island and doing these special things and each island is unique, how is that going to line up with where they need to be as characters? And I actually, in general, had to do more research about Seattle, which is where Henley lives and works. And the beginning and the end of the story take place in Seattle. And I had not been there when I wrote Shipped. I've been there since then. But so I was definitely, you know, hitting up Google Maps and Google Street View and looking at apartments.com in Seattle, trying to figure out, okay, what's the city like? And so I think I spent more time researching Seattle than anything else.
I love this. I love the fact that, like, it brings it to the whole idea of plotting, which I'm assuming you plot it, you know,
yes,
to make your itinerary work, you know, like, you know, plotting, Google Maps, research, like trying to make it all sense, you know, and creating spaces where the characters are going to hang out and hate each other or love each other or build the relationship with. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the Galapagos is such an inspirational place, and it had such a big impact on me. I knew it would have an impact on my characters as well. So I wanted to be sure to build that into their story.
Yes, it does. So what are you writing next?
So right now I'm working on a romantic comedy. It's coming out next summer from Gallery Books, Simon & Schuster, and it's called Dream On. And this one's a little bit different. It's set much closer to home. It's set in Ohio. And it follows a 25-year-old law school graduate who gets in a car accident and ends up in a coma. And while she's in this coma, she has dreams of this boyfriend who's not actually real. And she wakes up from the coma and, you know, comes to terms with the fact that, okay, I dreamed of this guy that doesn't exist. It's a year later. She's moving on with her life. She's moving into a house in Ohio City with her best friend. She's starting a new job. And she's walking down the street one day, goes into a flower shop and sees him. There he is, her dream boyfriend. He is in fact real. And it turns out she actually knows things about him that she shouldn't possibly know, as they've never met in real life. So, yeah, that's been really fun to work on that book. Yeah, and that's coming out next summer, Dream On.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. So what is your favorite trope to write and favorite trope to read?
Well, I adore enemies to lovers, of course. That's, I think, my all-time favorite. Yeah. I love the sizzling chemistry, the emotion, the running so hot. And it's like, oh, do they hate each other? Do they love each other? It's just everything's going to boil over at some point. It's so delicious. So yeah, I love enemies to lovers. And I also have a special place in my heart for fish out of water. Seeing anybody put in a situation where they're feeling kind of awkward and, you know, outside of their comfort zone, I like that too.
I love this. And so let's talk about what has been a book you read this past year or last year or sometime in the near past that you can't stop gushing about.
Oh my gosh. So I got to read an arc of The Layover by Lacey Walden, and that's coming out this summer. Oh, I love it. Oh my goodness. People, you need to put this on your to reads list. The Layover is a enemies to lovers rom-com. It has such delicious, slow burning tension. And it is about two flight attendants and they end up on this layover in Belize. And sort of similar to Shipped, it has this very escapist vibe. It's beautiful. Anybody who, you know, has even just a speck of wanderlust in their heart, anybody who likes travel, definitely pick up The Layover by Lacey Walden.
I love this. Tell us where you can find you online.
So where you can find me online?
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. So yeah, you can find me online at my website, www.angiehockman.com. I'm also active on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Instagram, my handle is Angie_Hockman. Same for Twitter. And on Facebook, I'm Angie Hockman Author. So hit me up. I love to connect with readers. Yeah.
I love this. Thank you, Angie, for being on the show.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support this podcast. Once you connect with fellow romance readers and make new friends, get weekly book recommendations, attend monthly meetups, then join our Patreon community. You can join at whatyourextblog.com/Patreon. Romance lovers, check out Queen Bee Reads Etsy shop for cute and comfortable bookish apparel. The shop also features social justice apparel and fun items from some of your favorite TV shows like The Schitt's Creek and The Office. Use code WHATTORead10 to save. Visit whattoreadnextblog.com/queenbeereads. What to Read Next podcast is part of the Frolic Podcast Network. Discover new podcasts to love on frolic.media/podcast. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What to Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always in the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whattoreadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.